Okay. A good night of Shabbos. Parshas Vayigash. Tonight is Asara B'Tavis. And Asara B'Tavis really is a most unique, tainus on many, many, many levels. You need to understand it is a tainus that is chamur in the fact that it has an exact date. The other taniyos are just listed by the month. The tainus of Asara B'Tavis is specifically the tainus of the 10th day. So much so that there's a chiddush in halacha famously attributed to the Avudraham, brought in the Beis Yosef, that if Tisha B'Av would fall out on Shabbos Kodesh, we would fast on Shabbos Kodesh. So its date is day given, is so serious that it's on the 10th day, that if it fell out on the 10th day, we will not push it off a day. Unlike other Taniyos, that it just says the month, not the date. The reason this is such a chiddush is because really when we fast tomorrow, it is very unique that we fast on an Erev Shabbos. Very, very, very unique. Because really we don't like the concept of coming into Shabbos starving, hungry. And not only that, think about it, there's an overlap. There's an hour of Shabbos, or half hour, 45 minutes, depending on the Zman, that overlaps between Shabbos and Asara B'Tavis. So why do we fast on Shabbos? Why do we fast on Friday? I have a very simple idea. We know that the fast of Asara B'Tavis, if you pay attention to the kinnis we're going to say tomorrow morning, really is a fast of 3 days. It is not a one-day fast. We fast. We really were supposed to fast on the 8th day of Tavis, on the 9th day of Tavis, and then on the 10th day of Tavis. But we couldn't have a fast all 3 days. So Chazal made it just on your Tavis. So the question is, we're going to get to why the 8th and 9th day. So why the 10th of Tavis is so important in such a year? Or if it falls out on Shabbos, why don't we push it to the 8th or the 9th day? Anyway, it's a 3-day fast. So before I get to the answer, just understand that this year is a very unique setup. Because Asara B'Tavis falls out on their holiday. And it's not random, because there's a connection. On the 9th day of Tevis, one of the reasons, the Gemara says on the 9th day of Tevis, we fast, and the Gemara says we don't know why. And if you look in the Paiskim, they tell us really we do know why. It was the day that their guy was born. The day that Yashka was born was on the 9th of Tevis. And that was such a tragic day that we fast on that day. So the fact that it comes out on their holiday and on a Friday, I'll just tell you some food for thought. The last time Asara B'Tavis came out on a Friday on their holiday was in the year 1648. You do the math how many hundreds of years ago that was. And that was the year of Tach V'Tat. That was the year of the Chalmoniki massacres. It was the last time this happened. Just some food for thought. It doesn't happen very often on a Friday in Asara B'Tavis. Okay, with that being said, Friday is unique. It didn't happen in 7 years. But if you look ahead in the calendar, actually, the next 2 years it's on a Tuesday, but the next 2 years in a row it's going to be on a Friday, which means we're going to have 3 Friday Asara B'Tavis in 5 years. Just some it's going to happen very frequently. So maybe this is why we'll have to get to the halachas of Erev Shabbos fast. Mashiach should come. Beis Hashem, we're not going to need it, but it is three times in the next 5 years that Asar B'Tavis falls out on a Friday. Okay, with that being said, in the kinnis of tomorrow morning, we say that we fast on for the 8th and the 9th and the 10th. Why on the 8th day? Because that was the day that the Torah was translated into Greek. The 9th day, interesting, the Gemara says we don't know why. The Gemara says Ezra HaSofer was Nifter on the 9th of Tevis. And the 10th day was when the Gullus began. They laid siege on Yerushalayim. Ezra HaSofer dying, I need to tell you, is a tremendous chiddush. We do not have a fast day for any other year in history who is Nifter. And even though you're going to tell me we have for Tzayim Gedalia, which the Gemara says the reason because Gedalia was killed, if you look in the Rambam says a different reason. The Rambam says because that was the final straw that broke the back of Klal Yisrael and sealed their fate. So you see, even the Rambam is bothered that Tzayim Gedalia, we don't make a fast day because the Tzadik is Nifter, or Tzadik gets killed, actually, in that case. And he says the reason is because that was the last ray of hope got extinguished for Klal Yisrael. That's why we fast, not. So the question becomes, today was 9th of Teves. So yes, the one shot we have is that Yashku is born, and that's why we have the problem, that's why we're fasting perhaps tomorrow. But my question is, why if Ezra Sofer passes away, is that a reason to mourn? So I heard a shot in the name of Rav Moshe Wolfson in his magnificent Sefer Munas Yitach, and he says the following. He says, what is the common denominator between the three things? Translating the Torah into Greek, Ezra HaSofer being Nifter, and Klal Yisrael going into Golus. That's what happened on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th day of Tevis. What's the common denominator? Says Rav Wolfson Shlita. The 8th day was the day that Torah went into Golus. The Torah was translated into Greek. We lost tremendous amount of the authenticity of Torah. When Torah gets translated, as the saying goes, there's much lost in translation. Much. Ezra Sofer passes away. What's the significance of that? You need to know a little bit of history. Ezra zu Malachi. Ezra Sofer was Malachi, the Navi Malachi. Does anyone know who our last Navi was? It was Malachi. When Malachi passed away, it was the end of an era. It ended Nevuah. Nevuah went into Golos. Nevuah terminated. It is so sad. Because what is Malachi's final Nevuah? That's the saddest goodbye we've ever gotten. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the name of Malachi, this is the last you're going to hear from me. Until Eliyahu HaNavi will be the next Navi that's going to come your way. What a goodbye to Klal Yisrael. That's Malachi. So when Ezra HaSofer is Nifter, it's the end of an era where Nevuah stops. And finally, Asar B'Tavis when Klal Yisrael goes into Golos. Kudshu Berichu Yisrael V'Arai Sachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and Klal Yisrael. All three went into Golos on these 3 days. Perhaps, why is it so important, we asked, that the fast is Asar B'Tavis? Why not the 8th or the 9th? And the answer is, how did the Torah go into Golos? You think the Torah could just be taken captive? How did we lose Nevuah? Those were not the source of the problem. Those came out of the problem. The problem was Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael going into Golos because we were Chayte. It is our lack of appreciation for the Torah that allowed the Torah to be translated to Greek. It was our lack of appreciation for our Nevi'im that the Nevi'im went away. I began with the question, if Asar B'Tavis comes out on a Shabbos or if Star comes out on a Friday, why don't we just push it? Let's fast on the 8th or 9th. But that misses the boat. Because the tragedy was not that the Torah Kedoshah went into Golos and was translated. The tragedy was us, that we went into Golos because we were Chaydei. Our lack of Chashivas for Torah made the Torah get translated. Our lack of Chashivas for Nevi'im made our Nevi'im get terminated. When are we going to get the Nevuah back, Eliyahu HaNavi? When we have the appreciation for Torah and for the Nevuah. This perhaps could be the Pshat while we fast Dafka on the 10th of Tevis, even though tomorrow we're going into Shabbos. People are going to come home annoyed. Perhaps if the Shabbos table is not prepared, they're going to be hungry. Be careful, Chas v'Shalom, don't ruin a whole fast day when you come home. A little hungry. You know, to be honest, everyone when they're hungry, it makes them uncomfortable. This is why we don't like to come into Shabbos, Kishuhu Raiv. We don't fast on Fridays usually. The only fast day on the Chorban that can happen on a Friday is only Asarah B'Tavis. None of the other ones. Why? Because it's important that we remember. Don't think it was a random that the Torah was taken from us. Don't think it was random that Nevuah was taken from us. We are responsible. We lose things that we lose Chashivas for. Perhaps Asarah B'Tavis, Tavshin Pei Aleph, we need to take time and think what was taken from us this year. What was taken from us? We lost Kriyas HaTorah for the first time in history, for months straight. We lost Minyanim. We need to think about this. If we had the time, we can go into the fact that Ezra HaSofer was the one that was Masakin Tefillah B'Tzibah three times a day. Ezra HaSofer was the one that was Masakin Kriyas HaTorah. It all connects to Asarah B'Tavis, but we don't have the time. I'll just finish with the most famous Chassam Sofer that everyone quotes and that I've mentioned so many times. And the Chassam Sofer says that every year in Asarah B'Tavis, there's a din in Shemayim, if this year will bring the Geula or not. We need to think about our situation. I don't know. All I know is there are people that are learning less and davening less because of what's going on in the world now. We need to feel gullus. We need to recognize when the Torah gets diluted, when our Kriyas HaTorah gets taken away from us, that means we were lacking in our Chashivas for Kriyas HaTorah. When our Minyanim get taken from us, we're lacking Chashivas for Minyanim, or for Tefillah B'Tzibah, or for Tefillah in base classes. There's no choice. That's the lesson of Asarah B'Tavis. Don't fast on the 8th. When they took the Torah from us, don't fast on the 9th, took the board. Don't miss the boat. That's not the tragedy. The tragedy is that we allowed it, that we weakened, that it was taken from us. Just quickly, a few halachas that are relevant for tomorrow. Number one, the tainus begins as always in Alayis HaShachar, which tomorrow morning is 6 o'clock. If somebody wants to eat, if you're up before 6 o'clock, you should make a tanai before you go to bed. You should say, or at least think, that you're not being mekabel the tainus when you go to sleep tonight. You know, we don't have the problem of thinking about early Shabbos because they're short fast. But they're eating in Australia where tomorrow night Shabbos is not till 9:15, 9:30. In that part of the world, that have an issue with the long tainus. But lamaisa, the tainus goes until Tzeis HaKacham. It doesn't change. Early Shabbos won't help you. Which means that if you do not come to shul tomorrow night, you still cannot break your fast until Tzeis HaKacham. So Shki in Boston is 4:18 tomorrow. Assuming you hold 42 minutes, if you hold less, whatever it is, I want you to, their own share. Whatever you keep always on a tainus drabanan. So most 5 o'clock, you have to make kiddush and break your fast. You cannot break your fast earlier. Tomorrow mincha is a little bit of a strange mincha because it's people are wearing the Shabbos regarding for those that are davening right before. And just remember, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, just as we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Friday during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Friday afternoon, we do not say Avinu Malkeinu. We do say Birchas Kehanim. Nosach Ashkenaz has some Shalom, because the reason, for the people are not familiar, why we say Birchas Kehanim on a Tainus is because Nes Yisrael is Duchening. Why is there Duchening? The reason we don't Duchen on Mincha is because people drink during the day and they get drunk. But on a Tainus, when no one's drinking, we do Birchas Kehanim. Okay, we say Aneinu at Mincha. Okay, now an interesting halacha for those of you that cook for Erev Shabbos. Okay, there's a special halacha. We're going to have a bunch of grumpy men Shabbos afternoon this year because the challah wasn't spiced right. There's a halacha that if someone's cooking for a mitzvah, they are allowed to put the food in their mouth to taste it and then spit it out, not to swallow it. Cooking Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah, and one may taste the food and then obviously spit it out and do not swallow it. And finally, there are yidden that are machmir on all tanezim that are related to churban. They don't shower and they don't listen to music. They don't shave. Obviously, tomorrow you can take a shower. It's not any more chomer than Erev Shabbos. In the 9 days, the Kavod Shabbos, you can take a shower and you can shave the Kavod Shabbos. Takeret, make sure that this is Shabbos Ruach, although it's Arba Tevis. And obviously Minchas earlier, because we try to make sure we finish even up to Aleinu before Shkia. With that, I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually we say that the fast day should turn into a Yontif, turn into a day Geula. The only fast day you cannot say should turn into a day of Geula is this fast day, because Mashiach can't come on a Friday. Mashiach, the Gemara tells us, Mashiach doesn't come on a Friday because Klal Yisrael is busy preparing for Shabbos. Maybe this year, because Baruch Hu made there should be no work on Friday, so people have time to prepare for Shabbos, so maybe Mashiach could come tomorrow. The Gemara doesn't seem to make an exception, so I can't. But either way, tomorrow Mashiach cannot come. Because Baruch Hu should help us all tomorrow remember the words of the Chasam Sofer. Every year in Aser B'Tavis, there's a din in Shemayim whether Mashiach is going to come this year or not. I think this year we are all ready. We feel the gullus. We felt the attacks. We feel the attacks. We feel the gullus uncomfortable here. We feel the pandemic. We feel everything. Just so we finally could tomorrow. Please, every yid, shed one tear, one tefillah from the bottom of your heart while you're fasting, when you're on a madrega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us the gula, the tzara should stop, the illness should stop, the toll that this thing is taking on us, even those that are healthy, the emotional toll, the stress. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should please, please, please end it and finally bring us the gula shalema as we look forward to this year, not just this year, but Shem, this right after Shabbos, we should be zeichet to go to Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh b'mehira. Have a meaningful and an easy fast.